Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here's the latest news on Sunday the 8th of January 2022. This week we have new language pages about Burrara, an Arnhem language spoken in Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory of Australia, Limbun, an Eastern Grassfields language spoken mainly in Cameroon and also in Nigeria, and Yankyuntiantiara, a Parmanyungan language spoken in South Australia. There are new numbers pages in Maldivian or Divehi, an Indo-Aryan language spoken mainly in the Maldives, Venetian or Veneto, a Romance language spoken mainly in Venice and surrounding areas of Italy, and Dagbani, a Gur language spoken mainly in northern Ghana. On the Omniglot blog, there's a new post entitled Cave Paintings Deciphered, about recent news of the possible decoding of certain symbols found in cave paintings, and there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
台西家好，我是小米子啊。我现在的话是在广州这边，我在广州这边从事美容行业的。那我从做自媒体现在的话。
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in China, but it isn't Mandarin. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Wendat or Wyandot, an Iroquoian language formerly spoken in parts of Oklahoma in the USA and Quebec in Canada, which is currently being revived. In this week's adventure in etymology, we're harbouring harbingers and finding out what links the words harbinger and harbour. Meanwhile, on the Kiltiatir blog, there's a post about words for halves and sides and related things in Celtic languages. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.